Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for Monday morning, the 30th of January, 2023, and we are under a winter storm warning now. The National Weather Service originally saying this would start at noon. Instead, it has started at 6 a.m. as freezing drizzle has started to cover some of the area, and it continues all the way through Wednesday morning. We've got it covered for you here on KRLD as we're expecting waves of freezing rain and sleet today and tonight. Tomorrow is the tough day with widespread freezing rain and sleet. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says we don't get out of the upper 20s, so not warm enough to help this get off the roadways. It could be a rough travel day. Tomorrow especially. So keep it on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Icy roads are expected. TxDOT's ready. They've been prepping for days. KRLD's Bailey Friday has more, continuing our Storm Center team coverage.
If you're out and about today and you run into these TxDOT crews treating the roads, make sure you give them plenty of space. Their job is going to make all the difference in the next few days.
As we're spraying the brine, it's good to stay back a distance from those trucks just because you want to give them room and you also don't want to get that brine on your vehicle.
That is Tony Hartzell with TxDOT. He says the brine is hard to get off but not impossible. So if you do get it on your car, don't worry. It's not the end of the world. Now, it is freezing out this morning, so there very well could be icy patches on the roads. But from what I'm seeing, it is not too bad yet. And that is because it's not very wet out here. Conditions are probably going to take a turn for the worse, like you heard Dan say this afternoon and evening once that bad weather rolls in. Now, if you are able to stay in and avoid driving, Hartzell says you should. But if you need to get out, drive for the conditions and be especially cautious around problem areas like bridges and overpasses. Of course, the road situation is going to be changing all day long. Keep it here on KRLD. We'll bring you all the latest updates and tell you exactly what to watch out for. We just want to make sure you get where you're going safely. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. This week's wintry weather may bring back some bitter memories of 2021, the year of the big freeze, when power was out for days and nearly 250 people died when the Texas power grid failed. But Governor Abbott is very sure there will be no repeat this year, crediting more than a dozen bipartisan bills passed by the legislature ordering fixes to the grid, and he says the legislature's not done yet.
We are working this session, however, to ensure that we will be adding even more power to the grid in years going forward.
Abbott is optimistic because the grid survived brittle cold temperatures last winter and nearly a dozen new all-time record power demands this past summer. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Across North Texas, warming centers open to help people living on the street escape the bitter cold. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The Salvation Army is opening up warming centers in Garland, Arlington, McKinney, Plano, Denton, and Louisville. In Dallas, warming centers are being set up at the Carr Collins Social Service Center on Harry Hines Boulevard and the Austin Street Shelter on Hickory Street. And in Fort Worth, there is a warming center at the Maybe Social Service Center on Lancaster Avenue. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Reaction pouring in this morning after the Cowboys announced they are parting ways with offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore is out after four seasons as the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator. Dallas is parting ways with Moore. With 1 year left on his contract, head coach Mike McCarthy will take over play calling duties. Moore just interviewed for the Carolina Panthers head coaching job that went to Frank Reich. The Cowboys finished fourth in the NFL in scoring during the regular season, but averaged just 14.5 points in back-to-back playoff losses to the 49ers. Quarterbacks coach Doug Nussmeier will also not return next season.
That's NBC5's Newey Scruggs. Dallas Fire Rescue is adding new positions for the first time in the department's history applications dropped during the pandemic, so they're creating new opportunities to join the team. The department's Jason Evans says they're taking applications for single-function paramedics and lateral hires.
The single-function paramedic role is pretty much what it sounds like. People who have an interest in paramedicine, but, you know, in Dallas Fire Rescue, you have to be a firefighter and a paramedic. So people who kind of stray away from the dangers associated with fighting fire, but they still want to do paramedicine, can now come and do that for us.
Qualified candidates can transfer from other fire departments and keep their tenure. The department hopes the new jobs will speed up response times and relieve the overall workload on firefighters, as 85% of calls are for EMS in Dallas. Chinese Americans showed up in Dallas yesterday protesting bills supported by Governor Abbott that would prevent people from China and some other countries from buying land here in Texas. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has the update.
Two bills in the Texas State Senate would prohibit citizens of China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia from buying land in Texas. The ban would also apply to companies headquartered in those countries. Groups representing Asian Americans say the law is discriminatory, and State Representative Carl Sherman of DeSoto agrees.
The American dream should be for all Americans, and Chinese Americans are included in that American dream.
He was one of the North Texas elected officials at the protest in downtown Dallas. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And again, this morning we are under a winter storm warning. It just started at 6 a.m. It carries through at least until Wednesday morning. Keep it on News Radio 1080 KRLD throughout the day today and throughout this winter storm for team coverage.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.